Hi everyone, welcome to the College Exploration Spotlight Series. My name is Victoria and I work for the Charlotte Mecklenburg Library. Each episode, we're going to be interviewing current or recently graduated students at a variety of schools for teens to learn more about colleges before applying. Finding the right school to fit your wants and needs can be hard, but the library is here to help. Let's have some fun and explore these schools together. All opinions expressed by interviewees are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of Charlotte Mecklenburg Library or its affiliates. Their opinions are based upon their experiences and information in which they consider to be reliable. Hi, everyone. Today I'm talking with Parker. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
All right. So tell everyone what school you attend and where it is located.
So I go to the Virginia Military Institute. It is located in Lexington, Virginia. It's in the southwest part of Virginia.
Okay, so this is one of the more unique schools that we have covered on this podcast. Will you talk about the school itself a little bit so people can understand what it means to go to a military institute?
Yeah, so Virginia Military Institute is a little different. We call it VMI. And it's a senior military college, which means you have the opportunity to go in the military, but you don't have to. And the way that works is half my friends are commissioning, half my friends aren't. And from there, you just get to kind of pick. So you can come in and choose whether you want to. You live the military life no matter what you do. So all 4 years, we're in uniform. We live in the same barracks. We live the military life. We get up in the morning, do formations in the evening. So you live the military life, but you're not subjected to it afterwards.
Yeah, and I did a mini episode on military colleges. So check out mini episode 9 if you're interested in more of these. And then I had learned about all the different types. And I know that some obviously require that you enlist, but there's all different types of things. So it's good to know that this particular one, it isn't a requirement. So will you talk a little bit about where the school is located, like what's around it, you know, for when people go there?
Yeah, so Lexington is a really, really small community. The town itself is just like a one street kind of town where all the restaurants, kind of the churches and everything else is located. So on Friday nights, Saturday nights, there's only like two or three places you can get to go to. It's nice because you get to go to those two or three places and hang out with all the same people because you guys aren't so spread out, and you really get a chance to get to know people that maybe you wouldn't have known otherwise because there's a different friend group that's going to the same place you are because they have to. And then it's also really nice because it's a very mountainous kind of country area. So you head outside of the town of Lexington, maybe like 2 minutes, and there's mountains. You can go hiking and stuff like that. You're right in between two really big colleges. So there's JMU up north, James Madison, and then there's Virginia Tech down south, which if you want a big college experience on a weekend, want to go to a football game or something, you can head down there and kind of get that experience too. So you're kind of in the middle of everything.
Oh, that's really cool. So because it's obviously a small town, will you talk a little about campus? It is a very different like dynamic. So just talk about what it's like to be on the campus of the school.
We are a very extremely small campus, which is nice because I'll have mornings where I'll wake up like 6 minutes before class, throw on my uniform and sprint to class and still make it on time. So our barracks, which is where we live, it's our living quarters. It's located pretty central to campus, and you can get from one side of the campus to the other in 8 minutes. That's at a little bit of a faster walk, but we walk everywhere. Only first classmen, which is seniors, can have their car on campus. So nobody has a car to get anywhere. You really don't need it. But yeah, it's very small, easy to navigate at first. It's kind of a little different, but I feel like every college is kind of that way. You have to kind of like learn your way around. But I think it took me like a week or two. And then I had everything down pat with classrooms, buildings, which was which, and everything. It was very quick adjustment.
All right, cool. So will you talk a little bit about the barracks? Because I know that's obviously a very unique and different living situation than what would happen in a typical university situation.
It is extremely unique. So we have to live on campus all 4 years. So I'm a senior this year, and I'm still living on campus. And how it works is the barracks is 4 levels. And as you get older, you go down in a level. So the fourth classroom, which are the freshmen, live on the fourth stoop. And then the third classroom, which are the sophomores, live on the third stoop, and so on and so forth. and it gets nicer because you get less stairs to walk up when you're coming back from a test or something that you didn't do so well on, or like you just had a rough day and you don't have to go up any stairs when you're older. So that's nice. But the way it works is we just have those levels, and it's pretty chaotic environment because you have all your friends there, and you'll be walking back from class and you'll see your friend, and instead of like going directly back to your room, you'll go in and stop to your friend. So me being a social butterfly, I stop and talk to everybody on the way back from a class, and it takes me like an hour just to get back to my room because I just want to say hi to everybody. It's really nice because you get to meet all those people and you're always around them. So if you need anything, like if I need to borrow a textbook or need to go ask somebody a question about a class or something, I just go to their room and they're right there. So it's very quick and easy, very helpful, very social.
That's awesome. So, what is it specifically like your particular situation in right now? How's like the room thing? Are you sharing a room? Like, what's that dynamic? What's the bathroom situation like? I know obviously it's so different, and I have no like mental concept of it. So, can you sort of like explain it a little bit?
It is very different. So the way the room works is you can have anywhere from 7 to 3 people in a room. And we've kind of kept it this way this year, even though COVID, what we've done is we kind of like quarantined for the first 2 weeks, and we've treated each room as like a family unit. So when you're not with your family unit, you're wearing a mask. So if somebody comes in to ask a question, you throw the mask on, and stuff like that. But the room size still stayed the same. It's nice because as a freshman, you come in and essentially you're broken down to nothing. They take your hair, take your phone, stuff like that. And you're thrown into this room, like my freshman year room. I was thrown in there with 6 guys that I'd never met before, didn't know their names, didn't know anything about them, just knew that we're all in the same situation together. So you really get to know those kinds of people. But the room situation, it's interesting because you can't have your bed down until 12. Because it's such a small room, and that's always a kicker. In the morning when you're kind of tired, a little bit harder to navigate with the beds down, but it's a smaller room, but it's nicer because you have a lot more friends that are closer, and kind of get to be around the bathrooms. You have times that you're supposed to go, so you can always go and use the bathroom, but the shower times are a little bit separated.
Okay, that's definitely interesting and different, but I'm assuring it fits really well in to like the lifestyle of the school.
It definitely helps having kind of the military system where you have all those rules where you can enforce it a little bit easier rather than just like a normal college where there's no really like militaristic form of discipline. Here we can kind of like punishments are a little bit easier to give out. So if you're not following like those guidelines and stuff, we can enforce them a little bit stricter. So it has made it a little bit easier with everything going on this year.
Absolutely, I'm sure. So, what is the food situation like on campus?
So the food situation, we only have one mess hall. However, there are several places that you can go to eat. We have the PX, which is our nice little place. We have a Starbucks there. We have a burger place. We have a Heroes burrito bowl, smoothie, stuff like that. That's really good. We'll go get smoothies on Sunday and just kind of sit outside and drink those on the bench on the sidewalk. But the one dining hall that we have, it's one, you get like one meal, not like one meal. It's a buffet style, but there's one set meal, and you kind of go through and you kind of get creative with it. Like me personally, they usually always have chicken, so I'll get wrap, get chicken, and then throw some like corn on it, throw some ketchup, throw some hot sauce, lettuce, tomatoes, whatever it is. But I'll get creative with it. You kind of mix it up, throw different things on there, but.
Very nice. So, will you talk a little bit about like a best faculty experience?
Yeah, so I was thinking about this one, and I've just had so many because your faculty are always there for your classes are super, super small. And on the first day of class, your teachers, they give you their home phone number, they give you their cell phone number, you have it all. And you really develop those like personal relationships with them because, well, like I think my largest class this semester is about 18 people.
Well.
Yeah, so I get to know my teachers. If I really need help, I'll go to them. But my academic advisor is my host family. So we have like families that will kind of take us in and just kind of like care for us and take us in on the weekends and stuff. And my academic advisor is my host family. So I'll go over. I know his wife. I know his son. I know his grandkids. He sends me pictures of them when he goes to visit them. So it's very personal. But my best experience wasn't even with him. It was actually with my comparative politics teacher, who we were all studying for the midterm together. It was me and three other guys that were studying for a midterm. And we couldn't get this one concept. And we texted him. It was at like 11 o'clock at night. And I called him. I was like, sure, like, can you come? Can you like help us out? We're really struggling with this. Can you explain it? He's like, how many people are there? I was like, five. So we set up a FaceTime from his iPhone, and he sat there and just pretty much taught it to us again and like really dumbed it down for us. So to have their phone numbers and be able to contact them at literally any time of the hour was just phenomenal. And I still use that today. It's a resource that I keep using, and it's very helpful in classes, especially those that you're struggling in, because you will struggle at times here just because the military life takes over sometimes, and you kind of have to balance everything. And sometimes class starts to fall by the wayside, and you have to kind of pull yourself back up. And it's very nice to have that there so that it's a little bit easier to get out of that rut that you're in.
Absolutely. It's awesome that you've got, faculty there that are willing to take the time to do things like that and, to reteach something and after hours, and do that. That's a really cool thing to have. So, campus life. I know obviously COVID stuff is weird, but it's also going to be very different because of the type of school. So, will you talk about campus life? And this could look like all the different, clubs, events. I looked over the website and I saw there's all this tradition stuff. But then there's also going to be the military culture. And I'm quite interested in what I have learned about the first year of going to school there. So will you just talk all about this? Because I think this is really interesting.
Yeah, so the first year, you are called a rat. And that's what you're referred to as during this. It's essentially like a trial period. And you have cadre who teach you. You have all these people that are upperclassmen, and they're just trying to put you through the stuff that they went through and make it like hard on you to build you into this strong person of character and will. And you're just getting beat on by academics your first year in college, and you're having to deal with so much. So it's really rough just going through that. But you don't go through it alone because you have like all your roommates, like I talked about. Like I had my five and six roommates. One of them actually ended up leaving because he got hurt, left because he got hurt. But I had them, and you're all going through the same thing. So it makes it easier, and it kind of makes it fun because you have those stories that I can talk about with them. But if I were to tell you, you'd kind of look at me and be like, that's kind of weird. But then we would laugh for days about something stupid that we did. And it's a very unique experience in that sense with freshman year. But after you get older, like my freshman year, I was not a good student. I did not balance school and the military life very well. And it caught up to me, and I came back my sophomore year on academic probation. And I was trying to dig myself out of that rut. And the teachers really helped out with that. I would go to them all the time, call them all the time. And they were very helpful. Ended up making it out, getting like a 3-2 next semester. And I was just like, I'm working so hard in school, but I'm not doing enough like with other people. So I decided I wanted to go do a different club for each day of the week. So I joined Model UN on Mondays, Cadet Investment Group on Tuesdays. Wednesdays was Leadership Book Club. Thursdays, I did club lacrosse. And then Fridays, I even went to a ballroom dance once or twice and then just decided dance wasn't for me. But I did those things just because I had the opportunity. And there's just so many different people that you get to know here, and you get close with like one person. They're like, hey, come do this with me. Like my roommate pulled me into a leadership book club. I really didn't read books before this, but now I read all the time. And he pulled me into it. He's like, hey, come do this with me. I enjoy it. Let's go. And you just kind of get pulled into those different things by those people you're close with. So you have so many different experiences, and you just get to meet so many different groups of people, even though it's a very small school, just doing different things. So all the opportunities that you have at a big school, you have here, but you just have that more personal connection with it, which I like a little bit more.
Absolutely. So 24/7 military life, what does that mean when you're there?
So 24/7 military life, we have this thing, it's called, we essentially say it's always on parade. So you're always looking good all the time. You're always acting accordingly. And I'm in charge of public affairs. So we kind of do a brief at the very beginning of the year with the entire corps. So I sat up there in front of the whole school and essentially talked about, look, this is how you kind of act in public, this kind of thing. But that doesn't mean shenanigans don't happen. We kind of have our fun, and kind of joke around with each other. We'll go out to the bars and stuff, hang out. There's just different things where you can get away. We'll go hiking on the weekends. So it's military, but you have those little times that you get away and you get that little life. Like we'll go bridge jumping, we'll jump off a bridge into the river, and kind of slip away for a little, get out of the military life. But the military life, it's one thing, and it's strict and you live by it, but it's not what makes you do it and you get through it, but then you go off when it's time. There's a time and place for everything. So there's a time for military stuff, and then after you're done with your military stuff, they give you leave, and then you can go out and you can have your fun. So you do the military stuff so that you can be awarded the other stuff, so that you don't get punished for doing the wrong thing, and then they'll allow you to go out. So that's kind of how it plays with
Absolutely.
that.
Yeah. And so there's definitely still obviously athletics on campus. And then I see there's a lot of events and traditions as well. I know that it might not be the same this year, but is that like a really cool thing to experience all these different traditions and everything?
Yeah, so there's about one for every year, essentially. So freshman year, you have the rat line, which is what the whole trial period is called. But the end of the rat line is called breakout. It's the final day of the rat line, and you get woken up really early, and you go, and it's just like a full day of like workouts. And you're just going through this whole process, and it's that last little bit of your trial period, and it's really trying to test you and push your physical limits and see how uncomfortable they can get you while you keep going forward. And after that, you're considered a cadet. So before that, you are called like my rats. So that's what they're called. So like when you're a senior, you have rats and you're like a mentor to them. And my rats are right now class of 21 plus 3. So they haven't even earned the right to be class of 24 yet. And that doesn't come until breakout. So it kind of goes along with the idea of everything's earned here, nothing's given. You have to work for it. And then eventually you kind of get the right to do those things. So it's unique in that sense.
That is unique. Okay, so my next question for you. Tell me about like what you're studying, what's the curriculum like, and any kind of requirements that you might have to meet before you can graduate.
So talking kind of with my friends at other colleges and just kind of comparing to like how many credits they have to take and how many credits I have to take, your course load's a lot higher here. Like I take about 17 and a half to about 19 credits per semester. And that's my average. I'm as a senior right now taking 17 and a half, and the next semester I'll take 18. And that's just, it's normal. Everybody does that. I study international studies and political science. I know other people that come in with other credits. You can transfer in anything, AP, IB, dual enrollment. So those things all transfer. So I know people that transferred in with a lot of those, and then they can kind of get those credits transferred and kind of get those things out of the way so they can pick up a minor or major. I unfortunately did not have those. So I've kind of just been going along with the 17 credits, 17 and a half credits the whole time. But the course loads, it's a lot. But you get used to it. It kind of tests you, makes you fill your schedule up, keep you busy all the time, which I enjoy. I enjoy staying busy. I kind of get bored if I don't. But you kind of fall in love with your major because you just get so immersed in it because you can go to your teachers and you can have those conversations. If you have like a question or if you're curious, I remember I messaged one of my teachers this summer about something that I saw in like an article and was like, hey, how does this like relate to this theory? He called me during the summer, wasn't even in class with him. It was just like, you just get so caught up in how you're learning because it's so small. And you can get those personal interactions and make sure that what you're learning, and you get your money's worth.
That's awesome. Are there anything like requirements or like anything special that you have to do for what you're studying or just for the school in general before you can
Yeah, so
graduate?
you have to do a senior project, which is a capstone project. And at the end of the year, it differs from every major, but you essentially come up with a research project and present it to your capstone teacher. And then you have to present it to the board afterwards, and go through that whole process. So right now I'm kind of looking at how climate plays into civil unrest within countries and how it molds regime types in different countries. So you kind of get to use
Interesting.
everything that you've learned. So I'm using all the data processes that I've learned in all my classes. I'm using like the authoritarian regime type traits that I've learned in some classes. So it's a culmination of everything you've learned in all your classes into one big research project.
That's really cool. It seems like a really great opportunity to like really apply everything that
It
you've
really
done.
is, and there's
So.
a couple programs before you graduate to kind of do it, and they have like honors projects and stuff like that. And I know some kids will do like supplementary projects to their capstone. So they'll have like a sub project where they like look like a very micro thing and then go macro once they're working on their capstone.
That's really cool. So we talked a little bit, obviously, before we started recording, and you told me that you have chosen not to go the military track, you know, when you're done. So were there any specific factors that led you to choose this school over anyone else, anything else that you had considered, even if you had prior considered doing military, like, was there any like major factors that led you to choose this
Yeah,
school?
so I looked at UVA and Hampton, Sydney. Those were my two big ones in Virginia. Kind of looked at UNCW in Wilmington, where I live now. And the difference between UVA, because I went on a recruiting visit for football, went there, and I felt weird about it. I felt like people were there and they were talking to me and they were telling me this all this information, but it felt very scripted. And then I went to VMI. I went on an open house, which ironically enough, I'm in charge of now. I did an open house, and it was at 2 o'clock in the morning. This fire alarm went off, and they had evacuated the whole entire barracks, all 1,700 cadets, as long as well as the 100 prospective cadets. Went outside, stood outside for a little, and then we went into the chapel that's on campus. And all of a sudden, some cadet just gets up on stage and is like, "Hey, who plays the piano?" And then somebody hopped on the piano. "Who plays the guitar?" Somebody grabbed the guitar, somebody grabbed the mic, and then they had a full-blown talent show at 2 o'clock in the morning. So it was very interesting to just like see a bad situation turn good so quick, so randomly. And then another thing is just the alumni. There were guys that I would reach out to or reach out to me before I even knew them. And they were just like, "Hey, heard you're looking at VMI. What can I do to help?" They'd call me, they'd take me out to dinner, stuff like that. And even so now, when I wear VMI clothes back home or wherever I am, I'll have people who are associated to VMI in one way or another, and they'll just like pick up my meal, even though they don't know me. And it's just kind of like a pay it forward thing, because it's that whole like rat line. You know, you went through rough times, you know that they had it rough. So you kind of just like appreciate them for that, and you have that shared suffering, is what we call
Yeah, there's nothing like bonding with another human over like they call it trauma bonding, and I hate using that word, but it's that stressful situation. There's nothing like that to bond with another person because no one else is going to understand it the same way the people who experienced it with you
exactly.
did.
And I've kind of learned that.
And I think that's really cool that you got to experience something so like campus atmosphere, like kind of like a mindset when you were just a perspective, you know.
It
So
was
that's such a
very
cool
cool to see,
thing.
because there's a lot of the stuff that, I mean, like you said, you really don't know about it till you're in it. And it's the same thing like when we have an open house, like we can tell all the kids like all the statistics, tell you how life is, but until you're involved and until you're in it, the words just don't seem to match how it is. And it's so interesting, because like freshman year, it was really rough. It was long. Days were long. There were nights you just like wouldn't sleep because you couldn't get comfortable, or you had a workout in the morning and you you would kind of be paranoid about that, like, oh my goodness, when am I going to get woken up, stuff like that. And looking back on it, even though it was rough and stuff, you just have those memories of those times with like your friends that you're going to be friends with forever, and you're like, wow, that was kind of fun in a weird sadistic way.
Yeah, I can imagine. Like, I'm not imagining that being a fun situation. Like, I personally just cannot wrap my head around that ever being considered fun. But I can see how, like, hindsight being 20, like a little bit later, you're just like, you know what? Was it really as bad as I thought it was? Like, I had you guys. Like, this is
Yeah, and
cool.
you keep getting stronger, like mentally. You keep dealing with more and more
Yeah.
stuff, like even as like a upperclassman now, as a senior, like obviously mine's not the physical aspect, mine's more the mental. I have so much stuff going on with being in charge of PR, being in charge of the ethics team, being in charge of all these other things, and all while I have to worry about graduating and finding a job afterwards. So
Yeah.
you develop in different ways, and you kind of look back on stuff and it's like, wow, I'm a lot stronger than I was now when I than I was then, and that was kind of fun.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot to be said about the level of responsibility and the growth, but I think it's a really great mindset that you have, that it's you're so much stronger than you realize you are, and you build up the ability to do this over the course of the time that you're in
Yeah,
school. And of
you
course,
kind of take on that
I think
mindset.
specifically with your school, you really build. Like,
Yeah,
you
you
really
take on that
build it.
mindset of, if I can do this, I can kind of do anything. Kind of like that Superman complex of like, I'm gonna be able to handle the anything that's thrown at me because I did this.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. And I think you made another really good point that you don't really know until you get there. And for anyone listening, doing, like whether it be a campus visit or special opportunities like that you had to be able to stay and other things, doing the tours, like really getting to see it, I think it really helps create a mindset of where you're going to be and starting to see it. Of course, again, it will not be even what you think you saw necessarily when you're there because you're going to be living it versus being on the outside. But like you said, there's nothing, words don't always match until you've experienced it. So at least getting that firsthand experience of the visits and talking with people, who have lived it and experienced it will help a lot with completely understanding. Because I think a lot of people would automatically hear about what goes down the first year there and think, I don't know that I really want to do that.
Yeah.
But they could be missing out on a lot of really cool stuff because
Yeah, that's another thing we kind of have
they
is like
haven't spent
just
it.
struggle for 4 years, get it over with, and then be set for 40 because we have so many alumni that are very high up in a lot of companies and very well off. And that's kind of another reason why I come here is just, I mean, everybody goes to college because they want to get a good job. Yeah, I came to college to be rich. So, I mean, seeing that product, it's nice knowing what you're going to get. So it's the fact that you're going to struggle for the 4 years and then you're going to be kind of taken care of by the alumni for the next 40 idea that we
Yeah.
go through here with.
That's awesome. Okie dokie, my very last question for you. What do you wish you had known that an incoming or prospective student can benefit from?
I don't know if there's anything that I wish I had known. I think I kind of just learned it along the way. Any mindset that I had that was negative or didn't help me, it kind of got fixed whether I wanted it to or it got corrected by the military system. But coming into a place like this, you have to come in with the mindset of kind of like a competitor and just say, okay, if the guy's next to me is doing this, I'm going to beat him and I'm going to do it better than him, even though you're both trying to accomplish the same goal and you're not trying to, necessarily make the guy do worse, but you're just trying to do better and make it through. And another thing is, you just got to find something to laugh about every day. Sometimes it gets like really serious being in the military life, but you just have to take that time. Just find something when you lay down at night, talk with your roommates, just find something to laugh about. One time, the room next to me got in trouble for laughing too much. So I guess it kind of has its pros and cons, but just find something to be happy about. Chill out, even though it is the military. You got to kind of recenter yourself every day and be like, okay, this is me. This is my path. This is where I'm going. And this is how I'm going to get there.
Yeah, I think that's great advice. Well, thank you so much for talking with me today. I know you've got a lot going on. I really appreciate you taking the time to talk more about Virginia Military Institute.
It was awesome being on here. Thank you for having me.
The library wants to be able to help teens on their journey as best we can. So for more information about college and career connections, please visit Charlotte Mecklenburg Library's website, cmlibrary.org/teens, and also check out the Career Exploration Spotlight podcast series. Thanks so much for tuning in and listening to today's episode. If you loved what you just heard or know someone who would, please share it. Take a screenshot of the episode and share it on social media, and don't forget to tag us. Last but not least, if you want to lend your personal support to what we're doing, leave a review on your podcast provider. Tune in every other week for a new episode of the College Exploration Spotlight series, and we'll see you then.